Jesus. I'm going to talk this morning just a little bit about your spiritual Jericho. Jericho, when you think about it, was the first battle that the Israelites fought after they crossed the Jordan River to go take their Canaan land. Hallelujah. They wanted possession of that, of their promised land. God again gave the Israelites the plan for taking this battle without a fight. Without a fight. This battle too was to be won. Now listen with this. This battle too is to be won with the high praises of God in their mouth and with a shout, with a shout, with a shout of victory. With a shout. Come on, you people. With a shout. Hallelujah. With a shout. Hallelujah. We need to shout. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Joshua 1 through 5, I'm going to read this to you. It says, now Jericho went up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. But the Lord said to Joshua, I have given you Jericho, its kings and all the strong warriors. You and your fighting men should march around the town once a day for 6 days. 7 priests will walk ahead of the ark, each carrying a ram's horn. And on the 7th day, you are to march around the town 7 times with the priest blowing the horn. When you hear the priest give one long blast on the ram's horn, have all the people shout, shout as loud as they can. Then the walls of the town will collapse and the people can charge right into the town. A shout this morning. Let's not be quiet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jericho, the first city the children of Israel took for their possession as they journeyed toward Canaan, was not won by a fighting battle. Think about that. God instructed the Israelites to march around Jericho 7 times. The 7th time, as they blew the trumpet and shouted, praise God, the walls fell down. Is your Jericho walls falling down this morning? Are you out there shouting around this morning? Are you giving God high praises? The Israelites simply went in and they took possession of what God had promised them. The Israelites didn't fight in the battle. They just obeyed God's instructions. How many times are we told in here just to obey, do what God speaks to us? Hallelujah. They were shouting and praising God, and God gave them the victory. Yes, in order for Christians living under the new covenant to possess our Canaan land, we too will have our spiritual Jerichos. We must take for God's glory. God has given each one of us desires and goals in our hearts. Why did God give Joshua all these complicated instructions? Hallelujah. God was making it undeniable clear that the battle would depend upon him and not upon the Israelites. Hallelujah. Weapons, not on their weapons, hallelujah, or their expertise. This is why the priests carrying the ark, not the soldiers, led the Israelites into battle. God's method of taking the city and sending the terror already felt in Jericho. The strange military maneuver was a test of the Israelites' faith and their willingness to follow. God completely, they had to follow him completely. The blowing of the horns were special. They had been instructed to blow the same horns used in the religion festivals in their battles to remind them that their victories would come from God. They would come from the Lord, hallelujah. Not their own military might, hallelujah. How many times do we go into battle thinking, we're going to settle it. We're going to take care of it. Our Christian experiences on earth is, in a spiritual sense, what's going through life was in the natural for the children of Israel, hallelujah. The Israelites fought natural enemies that loomed as giants. Our warfare is not against natural enemies, but against supernatural enemies that sometimes seem to loom as giants. However, under the new covenant, our enemy Satan has already been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ. We need only to stand our ground in Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory, declaring God's word and praising God for the triumph in Christ. God didn't promise that you wouldn't have some spiritual Jerichos. Hallelujah. And I think we all can say that, that we would encounter in life. But he did promise that through him, you can conquer every spiritual Jericho, because he promised you the victory in every circumstance in life through Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thank God. Thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When you come up against your spiritual Jericho, begin. Then one by one with the word of God, begin with the word of God. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. By his stripes, I am healed. I am more than a conqueror through Christ. God always promises me the victory in every circumstance. All my needs are met according to God's riches in glory through Christ Jesus. After you stood your ground with the word, then demonstrate your faith in God's miracle working power to give you your rightful position of praising him as you praise God wholeheartedly in faith. Some people think all we're going to do is just come in here and lift up our hands and praise Jesus, but that's not it. Praise him from your heart. Give God all the glory, and then watch the walls fall down right in front of you. No devil nor any evil circumstance can stand in your presence. When you learn how to praise God sincerely with your whole heart, you've got to learn how to do it with your whole heart and always give God the praise. And don't forget that shout. That shout. If you've got to walk around your house 1,000 times, give it a shout. Hallelujah. We've got the victory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We've got the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 You may stand now. Father God, we come to you this morning. Lord God, we lift up your name. We know, Father God, you are here with us. Your presence is here with us. Your strength is here with us. God, I'm asking you to move on your people this morning. Don't let anyone leave out this place without knowing you, without sensing your presence, God. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We plead the blood over this whole congregation this morning. We pray, Father God, for your will to be done, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Father, and we praise you, knowing who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.